guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that river. Well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little candy cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Yo, it finally happened. Black and White Cookie is staying in her power. She's boss babing it.
Boss babe. Boss babe. To manifest. She's, powerful woman.
She's feeling empowered.
Empowered.
It only took $20,000 and him using that money to pay an ex-girlfriend's court fines.
And her realizing that she can't pay for her child's college now because she spent it on Dalton.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dalton!
Which you could...
I'm proud for her. I'm glad it came now and before they had a really sad prison wedding.
No.
Because you know Black and White Cookie would be there in a black and white wedding dress.
In a black and white wedding dress. I kind of want to see that
black and
now.
White veil. Black and white shoes.
She would. I bet she would even have gloves.
Oh, God. She I would. Almost would want to see that.
I would too. Would you ever marry someone named
power.
Would you ever marry someone named Dalton?
It's a more common name where I come from. It's a surname where I come from, and people name their kids that.
Ah, it just sounds very country to me. Dalton.
I think it's the way she says it, but it is. I grew up with people named Dalton.
Well, you will fuck anyone.
No, I'm just saying it's not strange to me.
So when he was avoiding all the producers' questions and being shady as fuck, and I was repulsed, what were you feeling?
I think he's gross. I'd still fuck him. I can easily distinguish someone's personality from their looks.
You know what? I would too, let's be honest.
Yeah. I think he's a disgusting, Lerdler. Gross manipulator.
He is. Lerdler.
Lerdler.
Love during lockup. I'm jazzed because it's the afternoon
the
and I'm in Oklahoma.
The penultimate episode.
Yes. I had a Dr. Pepper Cherry Zero, and I'm in the afternoon. Poodle's waking up in California, y'all. So he's
I'm not
having,
waking up.
Well, you're having coffee, I bet.
No, I've already had my coffee.
Oh, okay.
I just
good
sound raspy still because I've coughed all morning.
It's getting
not
better, y'all.
It is
better.
I have to say, when I get chest colds like this, and this was a fucking bitch of a chest cold. The cough hangs around for 8 weeks because I always get a sinus infection and chest infection. It's just a problem.
Who else gets that?
My mother, because she has asthma.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
This is why I've been so careful, y'all, because if I got the COVID, I'd take Poodle out.
If I got COVID, I would take a really long time to recover from it.
Hopefully, you'd be like your mom when she got it. She didn't even have a symptom.
Asymptomatic.
She asymptomatic and just reminded your father how weak he was.
Yeah, that's not exactly how it went, but that is the gist of it.
That is the gist of it.
She never said your father's weak, but she did say, I was fine.
I didn't have a single symptom. But did she say, I'm stronger or I'm strong?
She did say, maybe that means I'm stronger than he is. I don't know. I don't know. That's how she softens everything. I don't know.
I don't know. Y'all, we are barreling down this highway of love after lockup. We are barreling down. Next week is the finale. And we thought that we're going to have a break, but it's not. So next week, we're going to have the finale. And then the week after that, we're jumping right into season 4 of Love After Lockup.
Finally. Finally. So
Yes. So
I've called season four at least three seasons ago.
Which we're going to put that first episode of Love After Lockup, that will be on the free feed because everybody can try before they... Because we do that in the beginning of a season. We just haven't had a new season in fucking 2 years.
They're on like episode 68.
Yes, this is episode 67, yes. It's going to be 68 seasons.
It's like there's a soap opera.
It makes like, no sense.
It's so stupid.
It's dumb.
It makes me really angry when I talk about it, so I don't want to talk about it.
Send a message to WeTV. Or to All Black. That's where they put this show up. So send a message.
I think All Black is just the streaming platform, so the I don't streaming. Think they have anything to do with Maybe how the episodes are.
I need to
don't yell at them. They're just trying to get everything in one place.
That's true. WeTV. We yell at them.
I think it's probably the production that the issue is.
I know. I wish. You would think after this long we would know people in production. We know no one.
It's a collection of meerkats putting everything out.
Meerkat Manor subplot is actually producing Love During Lockup.
I don't think meerkats make a sound like a cat.
I don't know what they make.
I don't know what they make.
Meer! I don't know.
I'm pretty certain it's not that.
There you go.
That I do know. And it's not. That's a tortoise. Do you ever see the National Geographic thing with the tortoise like fucking the other tortoise? And it was like,
no.
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh. My brother and I died to watch it.
Wow.
It was something like animals, and the tortoise was like, oh.
You get that reptile fucking. You get it. Reptile fucking. All right.
I think they're amphibians.
Whatever. Okay.
I don't know. Turtles and tortoises, I don't know. I was never a zoology major.
Oh,
right, let's talk about this show.
I don't think Haley was either.
No, she wasn't.
I don't think, because she can't realize that Dalton is an animal who's going to eat her flesh by flesh and use her.
She's going to see him the day of, which sounds like a bad idea to me, of just rolling up to the prison and say, hey guys, can I see my boyfriend?
Y'all, I looked. Venus, Texas is about 45 minutes to an hour south of Dallas. From DFW Airport.
What else does she have to do, though?
So that's what I was going to say. What else is she going to do? She was going to go to Sonic and, like, just sit and watch TV today. So why not?
And listen to Paramore the whole way there. All I've eaten is Oreos and goldfish. I think that's probably her breakfast on the daily.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't think that that's... And maybe some gummy bears.
Yeah. Maybe some gummy bears. She's headed to see Dalton. And so the producers are having an interview with Dalton. And
full of shit, isn't he?
Oh, he's saying. Well, not as much as Hottie.
True. You know what, though? We haven't seen Hottie on camera. So it's harder to put a face with that bullshit. But the way Dalton talks like he's serious. He's like, blah, blah, blah. And he has that fake earnest thing going on good. And he's like, and they ask him, he's like, we're meant to be together, me and Haley. And producer said, do you keep in touch with your exes? You know, I don't want to go into that. Oh.
They showed Hottie's true colors this week, it's like when Littlefinger died from Game of Thrones. It was just like so epic.
You didn't know this was actually happening. You had doubts that Boston. Are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't know. They're both so. Boston was crazy. Tay's crazy. Ty's crazy. I didn't know. I didn't know if they was making shit up. I mean, I did think that he was cheating on them, but it was just that he was saying exactly this. It was just crazy.
You have obviously not watched enough Jerry Springer or any shows like this.
I can't watch Jerry Springer. It stresses me out.
But you've seen clips. You've seen clips of the two women who are being lied to by the guy.
Yes, yes.
This was a textbook situation of that.
It was.
And they were both so convinced. Like, there was no way he wasn't telling exactly both of them what they were both so convinced of it.
I agree.
I can't believe you're like, maybe Boston's incorrect here.
It's just the audacity and the just, he was just so not even subtle about it. It was just so
aggressively
cheating.
I think that they held those tapes back, obviously, so that we would not see them because we were, I think I knew, I'm sure he was telling the same thing to her, because that's what, there are some men in prison who do that.
There are, yeah.
And so
there's some women in prison who do, or women out of prison who do that.
I'm confused.
Like Ty, who tells the same thing to all these different men.
Right. Like she's doing. I think it's much more common the other way around.
Yes. I feel sorry.
I think Ty is an exception.
I feel like part of you wants to feel like Boston is the one getting the shit in the stick, but then you remember she published revenge porn. And so you can't feel sorry for her.
I'd like to feel sorry for her. She's just as complicit.
Yeah,
she's in this messiness. Yeah. I think before she published, and also she shouldn't have gone after, she should not have played it on her phone. This is, and it makes me so angry that these two women, I mean.
Do we need to talk about them now? I know they weren't first, but should we just do it?
Well, we were talking about Halsey, Haley and Dalton. Dalton! Halsey.
We can talk about whoever you want, Poods.
Well, we were talking about Haley and Dalton, though. We didn't.
Okay, let's talk.
That is not in what we normally do. We can talk about someone before we go into it, but so we're not going to change couples.
I waylaid you.
Well, how did you get into that?
I don't know. We were talking about. Let's talk. Go back to Haley and Dalton, and we'll get into.
Yes. Why would we? Why would we switch couples halfway through?
Look over there. I don't know.
There is a way we do things. God. All right. Anyway, y'all, there are only a few things keeping this wagon with four wheels on it. And this one is really happy to take at least one of them off every single time. Whee! And I'm the only one who's just trying to fight to keep us going.
That's me.
Just... The show would be an absolute debacle if I let you just run it. Anyway, so this is they basically say there's no same day visits, and she's like, maybe Dalton's gonna call me, and of course this is interesting. He's like, he starts in immediately. I wrote you something, Haley. You complete me. I don't want any more drama in between us. It's like free verse, but it's bad.
Yeah. You make me whole. You make the sun shine. You're awesome. It's terrible, terrible, terrible letter.
You
writing.
Complete me. And you had me at hello.
Yes. And then, and then Haley says,
you make me want to be a better man.
You make me want to be a better man.
It's just all bad cliches.
It's really bad.
He Googled things to say to women in movies.
Yes, because I don't want to fight any more fights or stupid drama. And Haley said, he's so good with his words. He should run for president.
Hopefully he never does, because I have a feeling people would vote for him.
Oh, they would. They would.
She starts in. She's like, look.
She says, but I have words too.
I have words too, Dalton.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I've spent $20,000 on you. I've given $20,000 more than I've spent on my kid.
You knew that from the jump. You knew that from the jump. That's what you do. That's what you do.
And y'all, like a manipulator, he says, like a gaslighting manipulator, he says, I never asked you for anything. And she says, you ask me for money
every time. Yes. She says, you ask me for money all the time. She says, I have made you, and she says, I gave you more money than my child. And when he finally realizes that's not going to work, that's when he says, well, what do you expect? We're in prison. We don't have anything. Then he tries to gaslight her and say, that's what people do.
Right.
Yeah. They help people out. No, I don't think that's what people do.
Yo, this guy is a textbook manipulator.
Textbook narcissist. For sure, y'all.
Awful.
Sociopath. This guy is bad,
they say he's a career criminal. Because that's what he's gonna take and take and take from you.
Yes.
So
just have Dalton leave you and then you'll never talk to him again.
He'll do this to you like he's done to every woman. Yes. Even me.
And she screams, I hope you don't get out of prison. We're done. And
she says, I don't love you anymore. And he goes, that's so rude.
He does say that. And you know what? That was like the first time he felt offended. He's like, yes. Why can you say that? So rude to me.
So rude. And she said, you can sit in your cell and think about what you did. And I'm like, oh, honey, he's not going to think about what he did. Well, he's going to think about where he can get more money.
This is interesting because he does say to the, because someone's around to listen to him talk about it, the producer. And he's like, I still love Haley and we're not done. And I'm going to fight for her.
Even though the producer says, but do you keep in touch with your exes, Dalton? Do you?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
Isn't it weird how...
But Dalton, are you withholding or keeping any secrets from Haley?
He just
smiles when he doesn't even have a word to respond to that.
Dalton's only way he gets through life is using people and treating people as pawns and playing games with people. This is all a big game. I don't think even he realizes it. At some aspects of it.
But his life is a lifetime movie.
Yeah, and he's the hero.
I meant a lifetime movie where he's the villain, where some girl meets him and finds out there's 20 other girls that he's...
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying in his own mind, he is the hero who got the bad end of the stick.
Yes. Wasn't that beautiful of just Haley flipping him off in the middle of Venus, Texas, just saying, fuck you, Dalton, fuck you.
We do have another, maybe this story's over.
I thought it was over, but it's not. It says next week, it shows her like on the phone and she's talking to him. And I'm like, oh, because it really felt like they were done. She literally drove off into the sunset.
I want to tell you guys, if you're trying to, if you've cut off contact with someone who's super toxic and they've taken from you, it's not going to help talking to them again. You don't let them talk to you. Don't say I'm going to hear you out, because there's nothing to be gained from hearing a person like this out. This is a terrible person.
This is the y'all. He's saying all this shit because he knows it's eventually going to be on camera, and he knows that she's going to see it. So that's what he's thinking of it. And he said, "I definitely still love her. This is the hardest test of love, and I'm going to fight for Haley. I'm going to fight for that money. I mean, Haley."
Yeah,
but y'all. He fucks you good.
He does. I got to tell you, he does. Not that I've had it, but. I've known many Daltons,
but you haven't had
in my lifetime.
You haven't had it, but you've had enough.
Yeah, I know exactly what we're dealing with here. I've been down that road.
I've been down. I have too. Let's be honest.
Let's talk about Gabby and Chris. I'm still confused about this storyline.
I am too. Y'all, I have a little theory about this that I never thought. I think Gabby is getting disinterested and bored.
Okay.
Don't you just see her kind of just this like arrogance and bravado that she kind of puts on it? It's just kind of deflating to me. And I think she's just, if Chris doesn't get out of prison, she's not sticking around.
I think she has a very short attention span. Yeah. And I think if he did not have money, she would not be with him at all. But she has romanticized the concept that she's his wifey, and she is, and to that end, they've had those letters, which she's made her own personal notebook of those letters where she's made out more of a relationship than it actually is, because relationships in real life for her, I guarantee you, they don't work out well because she's extremely self-centered. And
surprise.
So how have you never done more of a Jim Neighbors impression or Gomer Pyle?
I don't know. I think that is the first Gomer Pyle impression I ever did on this show. Only like three Carl's wife got that. The rest...
Carl, but like, they finally talked about Mongo Carl. Oh, they talked about my Jimmy, Carl. Finally. I love when he sing church music.
That's the closest to who you are as a person.
I know.
It's strange. Anyway, so, and I'm like the sergeant who wants to murder you.
maybe. I don't think you could ever be a sergeant, though.
I could.
No. You'd fuck a couple of privates and get kicked out.
That's true.
Can you imagine the private puns Jake would make when he was, show me your privates, let me see your privates, lick my privates.
Right. Hey, private. I've seen so many privates today. I want to say that this is all happening. Essence, Chris's sister, she's like, the scene began this way. I think Gabby got defensive when I called her a gold digger.
Call me crazy.
She got a little defensive.
A little defensive. And Gabby's just like, y'all, Gabby's like, I just want to get out of this call. I want to get out of this woman's life. I just want this to be done. I just want to see Chris. And nothing's going to stop me from seeing my fiance today.
Isn't it weird that the two men we haven't seen any footage of at all, we've only seen in like slides of pictures, not even like jail pictures, are Hottie and Chris.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I wonder like, just if they're in, are they in, you know, because he's got to go to federal. Is he in a more secure prison, I'm assuming?
I don't know. I do not know.
I mean, because golly, you feel like at any moment they're going to let Harry do a fucking Zoom from his cell.
No, it's true. I think that's the difference also with states and difference in charges and severity.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think Chris's charges?
I don't remember.
I don't either. We did it. We talk about them one time and then we don't talk about it anymore.
Which is actually, I'm glad that we do that because this isn't about them as people, but some sissy will remember in the comments.
But so they're waiting for it to be released and the CO, they've been there since 7 a.m. The CO comes over and says, you know, take down their camera. And they're like, sorry that you came out here. He's not leaving today.
And they're like, what?
And so then there's a bunch of stuff.
Computer says no.
They're calling the mom. The computer says no. They're calling the mom. And mom is like,
what?
I'm going to.
What? Yeah. I said, huh?
Well,
oh, no.
Mom seems to have a lot of avenues to. This is what confuses me.
Mom seems to have a lot of avenues.
To find out when people are getting released that no one else does.
I think Gabby just doesn't like Googling.
But
seriously,
even her sister,
his sister is there.
Why would the mom allow the sister just to go up there?
I don't get it.
If she knew.
I don't get it.
That's why I'm saying there are parts of the storyline I just don't get.
I only think the mom wanted the sister to go up because remember what she said. Get to know her. Scope her out. I don't trust her. I think that's the reason.
Oh, could be. So anyway, Gabby says, you know, Gabby basically, this is so funny. In the middle of all this, she's like, blah, blah, blah. I just want to see Chris. I'm supposed to be planning my wedding.
And y'all, it's like her makeup becomes less and she looks worse and worse. This is just like the worst version of Smokey and the Bandit ever. Like, this road trip has gone off the rails. Her and Essence don't like each other.
You know, Smokey and the Bandit isn't about a road trip. It's about literally a police person chasing a semi truck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not.
Where'd you get?
I don't know. I just knew they were in cars. Deep down and down, and I'm headed down and trucking. I remember that song. I used to dance around and sing it.
Maybe road trip movies. That
makes me miss my daddy.
What?
Because he loved Smoking the Bandit. I used to dance around in my underwear while I
And you
while I played.
Ruined that memory by completely getting it wrong.
I did.
Or was that Cannonball Run? What was Cannonball Run? Now I don't know.
I've never seen Cannonball Run.
I don't know. Is that one of those movies in the 80s where it had everybody in it? Like John Candy?
Yes.
Rip Taylor?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I'm going to see what Smokey and the Bandit was about.
Dom DeLuise
was in it.
Dom DeLuise. Roger Moore,
and the Bandit was
Farrah Fawcett, Jackie Salmon. Simon Davis Jr. was in Cannonball Run. Kids,
Sammy Davis, Bandit Darville, two bootleggers attempting to transport 400. It is a kind of a road trip movie.
I can't believe I've done now a Jim Nabors and then a Sammy Davis Jr. impression on this show today. We need to move on. I've waylaid you into a bad area. I apologize.
This is what
you're
happens.
Looking this up, I want to remind our Patreons, especially if you're on the $15 tier, y'all lately watching video on the Patreon.
Yeah, I think that was Cannonball Run.
Watching the video on the Patreon feed has been wonky if you're watching through the Patreon app. A lot of you have been emailing us. So if you need to watch the videos of us doing the podcast or the Darcy and Stacey interview, we recommend opening that on your browser, on your phone, your tablet, and watching Patreon through that. The video seems to work better. Just a little PSK.
Yeah, people have been complaining about that.
It's not us. It's fucking Patreon.
I just... Y'all, that Patreon app is...
Shit.
Is crap.
It's crap.
I'm sorry to say it, but sorry, Patreon. Not like they're listening.
We like to just that. Is there anything? I mean, that's basically it. Y'all, they have to turn back around
because they're going to go. You missed it because the mom said.
Oh, yeah. The mom called.
I found out he's being released tomorrow.
And they're like, tomorrow. And they're like, yep. So they're like, well, fuck it. Let's turn around. Let's go back. Y'all, she's got to stay in that hotel room one more night with Essence.
We do have. Hopefully Essence has got another blunt. We do have some correctional sissies in our group of listeners. I want to know why Gabby is so confused and the mom seems to know all of the ins and outs, but it's like, and even Essence is confused. And
yes, because we've had people that have talked about it's confusing, but usually everyone is confused.
Right.
But mom, it's like, is mom friends with Yolanda or somebody who knows the system that she can just call and get some inside information?
I don't know. It is kind of weird.
Weird. It's weird.
But I also, last thing I want to say about this, the irony of Gabby wearing a shirt that says good vibes. If you look under in the dictionary of irony, it's that. It's not the Alanis Morissette song. It's Gabby wearing a shirt that says good vibes. Wow.
You think, too, if she was going to meet, if she was going to pick her boyfriend up from prison, you think she would, like, do her hair?
Throw a little bit of makeup. I can't tell them what to do. I think both of us would do that, but I think she's pretty much at the end of her rope at this point.
All right, let's talk about a hopeful story. Let's talk about, I guess, let's talk about Indy and Harry.
I mean, it's hopeful. It's ridiculous.
Y'all, so we just had a panic attack with Indy because she can't get in. Her head's crying in the car. And then like out of the movie, Harry calls her and he's like, where are you? I've been here the whole time in the front. And she's like, what? What? You see Yolanda. Yolanda's already just shaking her head, backing up, and she's like, I told you to park in the parking lot, when Yolanda's the one that told her to move.
No, that's true. But it's almost like, again, no one knows anything about what's going on, and it feels like a Kafka novel a little bit. Like, we don't know the rules. That's the same thing in the previous story, and it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for production as well.
I think this is the way it works.
It's just it's just like we don't know.
I imagine it's a power play too, of depending on too of the state and the local government. It's like the more power they have of not letting you know what's happening with your life, it's mind fucking you.
Right, but what's the point of that?
Some people get off on that.
But I'm saying I think it's also the fact that they don't have to.
I guess what I'm trying to say, let me say it clear, is that I wonder, I'm not saying it's a rule, I'm actually just imagining, I'm wondering, is it up to the way people are notified about these, is it laws or is it up to jurisdiction? So like if somebody's a dick and likes fucking with people, they can do it that way. If somebody's more on the up and up and it's, because we've had some people know exactly when people are, like John always knew when Christiana,
It was,
Demon's Gutter always knew when her daughter was getting out.
And obviously nothing, none of this is standardized, but it seems like especially this season, no one knows anything. We didn't know when Towsy was leaving. We didn't know. And it feels like maybe this is wrong, that either some of this is manufactured drama, or because we've never seen it this common in almost every story.
Yeah, that's true.
Line that we have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. I think it's weird. So come on, as correctional sissies, if you work in corrections, I know we have some people who are who work either in parole and who know a little bit more about this. But this confuses me and it flummoxes me because I like for storytelling to be neat.
I don't think this has ever been Lalu, y'all. But guess what?
The people can be messy. I'm completely fine with that. But it's the storytelling of why things happen, and it feels it when you say, "Oh, they can't do this because blank." That doesn't do well on reality shows, is what I'm saying.
But they meet y'all. They come. They Yolanda and Indy end up going in, and they come back, and she is all smiles, and she said. She like they come back. She's like, I saw him. My mom said, turn around, girl. And he was right there. She's like, I freaked out. I mean, I freaked out. It was a good moment.
How did we not get this on camera?
Cameras they can't go out, in there.
They were outside though. They weren't in the halfway house.
No, she said they were in a transitional facility, but they went inside a building.
Oh, I see. I thought she was outside.
No. She said I went inside and she was talking inside. And then her mom was like, bitch, turn around. See? And so And Yolanda was like, said, she's like, I was happy. He was happy. And they get back in the car. And even Mama Yolanda's like, he was cute. He was cute. And
she
this
was.
Is where, y'all.
He's hot, y'all. Harry is hot.
He's hot. Y'all, I love Yolanda. You know why? Because she's a tough-ass mom. And she wants what's best for her kid. But at the end of the day, she does love her kid. And she knows.
I was happy because she was happy.
She knows once she saw Indy see him, she was like, I can either fight this and not have a daughter in my life.
Yeah.
Or I can just try to support her until shit hits the fan and then just help her.
And then when the next season.
I love this woman.
When next season of Love After Lockup. And she's in Indy's coat and takes off that hat. And when Harry's in the car, and we're all gonna scream. And Harry's face, oh, he has seen a ghost.
I have messaged, emailed, tweeted WeTV 3 times now and said, when are we getting Yolanda the Bounty Hunter? When?
And no one's gotten back to you.
I got blocked, actually, from a couple of, you know.
Oh, the meerkats don't take any shit from anybody.
Take any shit. Yeah. So now Yolanda's like, well, I guess if he's here, you can come back home now. There's no point of you being up in Maryland, or right. You can come back home to Maryland.
They are going, and she's like, yeah, she does decide, thank God, instead of dragging that child to a place to Poppy Daddy. Which again chills the blood in my veins every time I hear that. And also, we can see later on we're meeting his family. Her family is meeting his family.
Yeah.
And Lydia.
We see John again.
Oh, he is so hot. God,
so hot.
He's shirtless. Someone sent it to us in our Instagram. I flagged it and kept you on it. So
I'm already aware of his Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, I've looked at y'all.
He's not shirtless a lot though.
But when he is, oh boy.
Especially, did you see the Instagram story where he had shown his, quote, progress, his gains?
No, but I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Are we following him on Instagram? We should be.
I feel uncomfortable following family members on Instagram.
Why?
Who don't have a big following.
Why?
It feels a little predatory to me.
No, it's fine. Yeah. What's his name? Loves us. Simp.
Oh, Deontay?
Deontay loves
No, I'm saying he was on the show. And John is too, but there's something about family members feels a little off to me.
Well,
but
we
that's
just
fine.
We just followed him so you can just deal with it. Oh, I think he's a musician because he has a SoundCloud.
No, he is. He's a musician.
Yeah, y'all, he hot. All right, where are we? What's happening?
So Nakoa, the daughter, is basically, or Indy's daughter, is like, yay, I can kiss me daddy. When can I see daddy today? First of all, don't tell your small child you're going to see your daddy, even though you know he's going to the halfway house, because I don't know if your daughter is going to fully understand halfway house.
Yeah, why don't you just say, hey, honey, we're going to go on a little trip with mommy. We're going to go stay. That's all you have to tell your kid. Right. They don't need to know what's going on.
Well, there's so many levels above this by saying maybe you don't introduce your spiritually married husband to your daughter who is incarcerated.
Or, yes, or maybe when you meet your future mother-in-law, you don't start talking about your psychic.
We do meet Lydia, Carla. We know Lydia, Carla, and Eloisa, who's the mom. And I have to say, the two sisters just have house shoes on. And I'm like, what happened? But Eloisa has on heels.
Okay, the sisters have house shoes on. Eloisa looks like she stepped out of another time and another place.
I know. What happened?
Her makeup is fully done. Her hair is up. There was just a dance down at the New York Community Dance Hall, and she just returned.
Did the sisters just come from pedicures?
No,
What was happening.
I think they just came from giving up.
Is that it?
Yes, y'all. They're just wearing fucking house shoes in this hotel parking lot. Y'all, house shoes are not appropriate to wear in the public.
No, they are not. They are not. And Eloisa basically says, I think this is all a little crazy, but he's always liked the crazy ones.
He could be a psychiatrist because he always picks the crazy ones. And he FaceTimes them, and they all have this FaceTime moment. And God, Harry does look good. He's like, hi, mommy. And he sees his sisters. And then her kid just grabs the phone, and all the family.
Hey, poppy daddy. Hey, poppy daddy.
Y'all, and her sisters and mom, their faces are just kind of looking like, what?
If I was India, I'd be like, ixnay on the oppy early day.
Yes, yes, Indy. Y'all, that means Nick's the poppy daddy, in case you don't know. In case you
on
don't
pig
know.
Latin.
Pig Latin.
Sorry.
Yeah. It can be confusing.
Oppy pay early day. That's what it is.
Okay.
I can see Indy going, what does that mean?
I remember poor Chance Saunders. People would speak pig Latin, and he thought that they were speaking another language, and he never got it in elementary. And we just used to speak it around him, and he never knew what we were saying.
So you basically tormented a child.
So anyway, okay, so we're talking about y'all, but the moms meet, everybody meets. And the moms, Eloisa and even Yolanda, Yolanda said, so what do you think? And Eloisa says, it's a little too quick for me. And Yolanda agrees. And she's like, but the thing with Indy, once she makes up her mind. And here's the deal. Indy says, you know, his sister is saying slow down. His other sister is saying slow down. My family's saying slow down. But I don't really care what their opinion is. I'm like, bitch, if everyone's telling you the same thing in life, listen to that. Ask yourself, why is everyone saying the same thing? At least ask yourself that introspection.
It's almost like there is a certain type of dumbness that people have that you're thinking, is this real? Are you trying to troll us with your dumbness? Is it part of a bigger...
It's like Kyle on Love is Blind. Is he really that dumb to keep wanting
right.
to date Shani, I can't say her name. Shana.
That's all I have about them.
Can we just do, since they're really quick, can we do Max and Tara and then we'll end with Ty?
Yes.
I have one word for Max and Tara.
Fraudacity.
Y'all, this whole thing is fake.
It is. Yeah. And even I think... One of the there, it's so fake that he's trying to come up with funny lines to say, and they're not funny. They're just cringe.
You know what it is? It's porn acting.
It is. They're only porn acting. This is a porn version of Love After Lockup.
Yeah, it's very meta. This is what they do in work, and they're bringing it now to Love After Love during lockup.
Love After Cock Up.
Up your butt.
Yeah. Cock up your butt. Yeah.
Cock up your butt. Lockupper.
Lockupper. So they are, he's dropping an essay, Alessa.
I'm canceling my date because I talked to Tara, Alessa.
And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm Alessa, you know what? Even though we can't be together, you're looking really good today.
Alessa, why are you wearing a doctor's coat? I didn't know you had a degree.
I have a degree
in dick.
This girl looks like she's really dangerous. He went on trial for murder. You know, sometimes murder can be sexy. You know, I think so too. Let's play murder. It does feel like that at any moment he's going to start jacking his dick.
Any moment. Which, you know what, would be more interesting than
I agree. Things. Now, there are some choice lines in here. They do look up the woman he was trying to, we found out, is on trial for murder. And he's like, you know, just because she's on trial, let me just get to And then he's like, you know, she lives in Vegas. All kinds of crazy shit happens in Vegas. People murder each other all the time in Vegas.
All the time.
And he also says, oh, God, this is the best. He was just like, you know, but I still think there's something that with Tara. I think there's something. And because, you guys, there's absolutely nothing that gives him any reason to do that. There are no stakes here. That's why this is fraudacity. And it's bad fraudacity. Anyway.
It's bad fraudacity.
It's bad fraudacity. Yeah. That's all I have for them. Do we want to talk about Ty and Hottie?
Yes, let's do that.
So post them fist fighting, Ty is basically having a kind of come to Jesus. And she's like, you know, I knew something wasn't right.
I knew it.
I knew something wasn't right with him in Boston. And he canceled the video chat. I have a good intuition about things.
Good. Yes. How did she? Intuition?
She said intuition, yeah.
She did say intuition.
Camp intuition.
Camp?
Up in upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
Camp intuition.
And my favorite line is, you know, because he cancels the visit, which pisses her off. My favorite line then after that, he has a lot more control than I'm comfortable with.
Than I normally like.
And
how sad for you that he can't.
He's in prison. He has no control.
But the thing is, you have to understand, for her, it is all about micromanaging every one of these men's connections with her.
It's
and
true.
She is in complete control of it. And so when something has her jumping, she, of course, feels uncomfortable and powerless. Uh-huh. And even though we laugh at it, this makes her vulnerable. And how she acts out of being vulnerable, strangely, is fighting someone.
Yep. That's how she did it.
And using her vibrator, Umberto.
We're going to get to that. I do love, she says, this was my first fist fight I ever gotten over a man. And I went, liar.
I do not believe that.
Liar. Oh, Jake. I'm sorry, Jake. Can we just get this call? I'm sorry, real quick. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hey, why didn't your video turn on?
They moved me, babe. They moved me to another room.
I can't even hear that.
What? No, they moved me to another room, baby. You know,
you are lying.
You know you my number. You know you my number, and that number is one. You know that.
Yeah, what's the truth about you in Boston? Then what's the truth about you in Boston? She's been playing on my phone.
Man, I don't understand why you giving this girl energy, dog.
You know, I tell you what. I met her at the funeral home. And I beat the shit out of her.
Well, what? What?
Yeah. If you're not talking to her, why did she meet me?
Well, maybe she want to meet up with me and kick the Willy Bobo.
You know you like to kick the Willy Bobo.
That is a very archaic expression. And I had to look up Willy Bobo, and he is a percussionist. And also, you are using that the correct way.
Or my dick.
I just.
Girl, I'm taking it to the top with you. Taking it to the top.
Taking it to the top with me.
I'm taking it to the top with you. I never done that with nobody. Nobody. I love you. You know why?
I believe you. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. I believe you, and I'm going to sleep on it. Maybe I'll meet her again. I'm going to pray about it. Hold on. I'm sorry. I just got to get this.
And scene.
I'm going to miss that phone ring.
You know what? I got to change it.
I heard it in Target the other day, and I busted out laughing. I had to go. I was laughing so hard. I had to go into an aisle because people were looking at me like I was a crazy person. Like I was like doubled over laughing about it.
It made me laugh when I accidentally left it on after we did a bit.
Oh.
Anyway, y'all.
She said, "You kicked the Willy Bobo out of me." That is a percussionist, Willy Bobo. I looked it up because I was like, I'd never heard that expression before. And he was a percussionist, died in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Willy Bobo, William Correa, a.k.a. Willy Bobo.
There you go. So y'all, Ty, there's this
What you learned by watching Lalu?
You learned that Ty has a huge ass vibrator.
Okay, this is a big fucking vibrator.
Y'all, I don't have a vibrator because men are different. Y'all, I need something just to ram up inside me. I need like a dildo, not like a vibrator. That I don't want a vibrator just rubbing on my butthole. But I guess for women, they're way more sensitive.
Well, they've got a clitoris.
I'm also numb from the waist down now. Yeah. Are vibrators this big? I feel like this is a vibrator from like 94.
It did say Black and Decker. series one.
She's like, I love Umberto. Never been a shortage. And she also, he joins her every Sunday night.
With every date night. So she uses the vibrato. She uses the vibrato.
That's Italian.
With her vibrazione. She uses it every Sunday date night. She's like, and all those men are jealous of Umberto.
Ooh. So y'all, next she is going with her friend Tamika, and she's like, tells her friend, she's like, look, we're not gonna rah-rah. I'm gonna use that. I am using that from now on.
Kick the Willy Bobo.
Thank you. She said, but if she comes for me, she better be on the defense. And so, y'all. Boston, meanwhile, she's got
her friend Olivia. So Boston knows what's up.
This was some epic Game of Thrones shit because we see Ty driving with Tamika, and then we see Boston driving with her friend, and they're talking about what they're going to do. Meanwhile,
and they're meeting at the epic spot of Tasty Beers.
But while they're driving there, we see flashbacks of Ty talking on the phone with him, and he's like, "You're my number one. You're my number one." Cut to Boston and Hottie saying, "Babe, you know I would never lie to you. All I need is you."
Again, you were the last person to figure out that Hottie was talking to people the same way to both people.
Carl, he's been lying.
And he even says, "Girl, you know Boston, you know you're my number one. You're my number one."
Oh yeah. I wasn't shocked by any of this. I respected the airing of it right before the meeting, though.
It was really good.
As soon as Boston was in it, you knew just by Boston being interviewed, she'd been with him for 11 years. I knew he had to say the same things to her,
yeah,
so she'd believe him.
Exactly.
Like, and it only made sense.
They sit down to meet, and Boston, like a lady, bought a drink. She's like, I got you a drink. She said, I'm not drinking that. That could be some poison. And her friend says, it's not poison. And Ty says, what's up, Irrelevant? What's up, Irrelevant?
She later tells that friend to fix your wig. Now, y'all, she comes in so hot with this meeting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, she says, and y'all, Boston's doing just as much to wind her up as well.
Because
Boston knows that Ty is fucking crazy.
She does.
And she can't wait to try to make her want to fight her again on camera. So he's been... He's been talking to me for 11 years.
How long have you been conversating?
Since November.
Well, we've been conversating longer than that.
And y'all, she's like, I just saw this. She's got one of his sweatshirts on. So obviously he's made sweatshirts with his, but being a artist.
He told me he sold out of those and he was waiting for a supply chain.
I lost it. Supply chain issues? What are you talking about? How did she get one? And y'all, I think if you ask Ty right now, he's like, but do you still want to be with Hottie? And she would go, Hottie who? In this point, it has gone past this.
Yeah.
It is about this woman.
It is. It's
She's obsessed with the competition and the same way she does men.
But Ty looks like the crazy one. But remember, Boston was playing on her phone.
Boston was playing on her phone and posted news pictures.
And was crazy about playing on her phone. Called her constantly. If Boston would have called her once and been like, hey, girl, look. I think you and I are both getting fucked over because I'm dating this guy and I think you're dating this guy. Maybe we should meet and talk just to like, that's never going to happen with these women.
Here's the biggest issue or one of the things you can take and run with this. If you see two women fighting over a man, there is a 90% chance he is involved with playing them against one another.
Yep.
A 90%, probably even greater than that.
Yeah, I would even say like 95. And y'all, of course,
you're the same one who was surprised to for me.
Yes. And then finally, Boston flicked some. Ty was like, they were talking. I forgot Boston what she said. Ty interface. Said something like, "Did you just say to me?" And I forgot what it was. She said, "I forget." And Boston just takes a beer and flicks it in Ty's face, and y'all, it's on over again. That poor blonde producer, Rachel's having to run in there again.
I know. She's just trying to make some extra money for her kids. Is.
Yeah, y'all.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show. What a good episode. I'm very excited for this finale.
Me too. I really hope we get closure here. I want them to have Hottie in the same room.
Yes.
On the same phone.
Yes, I'm glad too that I'm glad that we'll be together when we watch it because I'll be.
Oh, that's right, we will be.
That is a reminder, y'all, for our patrons. Where I know, get ready. You're gonna see me all week, and then we have a live show in Los Angeles at the 27th. You're gonna be around me all the time.
Could we do the live show remote?
No. No.
I can just stay at home and be beamed in.
Hey, y'all. So this episode is airing on a Sunday night. I just want to remind people coming up on the Patreon this week, a couple of things. First of all, we're going to be doing our
YouTube Live on Sunday,
which is when this already aired. So they missed it. On Sunday night. So you missed our YouTube Live if you're on the $15 tier. But
I don't know when things happen in time.
You don't. But I do want to say for our patrons and super sissies, my dad's service is on Tuesday for his funeral, and then I'm flying back. We're going to try to get out everything on time, but some things are just going to be wonky this week. So bear with us. It's all going to be out by the end of the week. We'll be caught up, but there's just going to be some
pauses. It's not, we're doing the best we can. That's what I'm saying.
I know y'all don't care. Sissies, y'all are the most understanding. I just wanted you to know that's what's going on.
And so the one thing I'd like, just speaking for myself, is please don't send us messages this week about where's this. That's just for me.
There you go.
Trust me, we're both working as hard as we can.
We are. We know that, y'all. We're working almost as hard as Ty is with her 15 men in prison. Y'all, this
is
a great
a little karma for her. I think it's completely deserved.
They all deserve all of it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. The person that's who doesn't deserve any of this is Hottie's cousin. Just try to run her beauty parlor.
No. and in a way, Black and White Cookie is just because she was dumb.
Just because she
didn't really do anything. Yes, she's dumb, but everyone else kind of earned what they got.
They earned what they
this
got.
This season.
We'll see how it shapes up next week in the finale, y'all. But until then, go to our Linktree Leaks and buy tickets for our live shows, and we will
lauder you later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.